We're in the NBA playoffs. I'm joined right now by the general manager of the New Orleans Pelicans. He was named GM in New Orleans in July of 2010. He spent five seasons in the Spurs organization. He is a Big West Conference legend. New Orleans swept right through Portland in the first round. Game one of their next series is at Golden State on Saturday. Dell Demps is my guest. Dell, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
Good to be back. I'm a clone at heart, so I'm glad to be back here. Thanks for having me.
My man, Dell, it is so good to hear your voice. Look at you and look at your team. Now, you know you're going to face Golden State the first round, but take me back to the first, or in the second round, take me back to the first round against Portland. You had a really good Blazers team to match up with, a couple of stars in Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, and yet you dominate that series. What did you make of the plan that Alvin Gentry and his staff drew up and the way you guys went out there and then executed it?
Yeah, you know, even though we won four games, those first two games could have went either way. And our staff did a good job with the game plan and our players executing it. And, you know, it was a make or miss league. You know, we made some shots, but, you know, the Blazers, I mean, those first two games were tough, especially playing in Portland in that environment. But I was happy our guys were able to pull it out. And, you know, now we're looking forward to playing against the Warriors. Like, you know, they're defending champs. So, our hands are going to be full. But we're looking forward to the challenge.
It's a great opportunity. Dell Demps joining us. Anthony Davis has already had an amazing career, but he had talked about how none of this really matters unless he has success in the playoffs. Then he goes out and he averages 33, 12, three blocks, and two steals per game. How pleased were you for him on a personal level to see him show up and dominate the way he did on that stage?
You know, it was awesome, I got to say, because, you know, watching him come in here as a 19-year-old and watching him just grow right in front of our eyes. I watched every game he's played since he's been in New Orleans, and watching him grow has been the fun part. It's been really fun to watch. And, you know, when he came to the league, you know, he's one of the younger guys, and now he's a veteran guy and he's a leader. And one of the great things about his leadership is, you know, a lot of it is based on, you know, things he says to his teammates, but it's also, you know, he leads by example. And one of the great parts of him is, like, there's times when he has to take over games, and there's times when he sees his teammates have it going. He's okay with that. And that's a great part about his leadership. I mean, you know, Drew had a big game too. And in the locker room after the game, I thought he was more happy for Drew than Drew was happy. You know, he was so excited. And that's just him, because he's a great person, comes from a great family, and he's about winning.
We're talking to Dell Demps, Pelicans GM. I'm glad you mentioned Drew. You know, for those who have not paid attention to your team, it was kind of interesting to see people wake up to Drew Holiday and what a special player he is. You invested heavily in him last summer, and then he comes back, he pays it off, 28.7 assists per game while guarding Dame and CJ. Look, Dell, you're not this kind of guy, but when you see Holiday show up like that, is there any part of you that wants to say, you see, this is what I told you what was going to happen. This is why we invested in this guy.
You know, he comes from a great family. And in the thing that happened to him, like, you know, he had a leg injury that kept him out of training camp 2 years in a row. And then he had a family issue that kept him out of training camp the third year. And we've always felt like his best basketball was in front of him. We just believe that, you know, watching him, like, a lot of times he was just showing up playing in games. And his preparation, you know, his work ethic before the game is unbelievable. And we're thrilled to be getting the fruits from all this right now. But we saw this in him, and we're excited. He's a great person with a great family, with a great wife. I'm glad she's doing well, and we're excited to see him playing this type of basketball.
We're talking Pelicans basketball. They take on Golden State in the next round. I think, Dell, to truly appreciate this, though, I think you got to go back to January when Boogie Cousins tore his Achilles. The thought outside the locker room at that time was, there goes the season. There's no way these guys go to the playoffs, and the changes may, in fact, take place at the end of the season. What do you remember thinking and feeling when the big man went down?
You know, we were rolling at the time. You know, we were the fourth seed when it happened. We were having a really good season. We had just beat Houston on national TV. And, you know, that was probably our biggest win of the season at that time. And the locker room was just gloom afterward, you know, because everyone knew that, you know, DeMarcus was going to be out. I mean, if you'd have walked in that locker room after that big win and saw, you'd have thought we lost by 20. And, you know, I got to give our coaching staff a lot of credit. You know, we lost 5 of 6 right after the injury. We sat down as a group and we basically decided we have to, you know, plays that we ran when DeMarcus was here just weren't working when he wasn't on the floor, because he was such a big part of what we were doing. So we changed, And that's hard to do during the season. And we changed, and you got to give the coaching staff credit for doing it. Alvin and his group did a phenomenal job. And then the players have to execute it, and we had to do it on the fly. And then I think we won 10 in a row after that. And so, you know, I give those guys a lot of credit for, you know, recognizing it, willing it to come with change, which is difficult to do during the middle of the season, and then executing it was a big part for our season.
You know, it seems to me also that not only do you have to do it on the fly, but you've got to do it in an absolutely brutal Western Conference playoff race, and you were able to do that. Also, you acquire Nico Mirotić from the Bulls, who is an absolute nightmare deal for the Blazers. What has he meant to the team on both ends of the floor?
You know, Nico, he's been phenomenal for us. And, you know, some people think of him as just a shooter. We think of him as a good basketball player. You know, he can make shots, and that's what you see on the highlights. But his defense, his rebounding, his competitive spirit, and then he walks in every day with this huge smile on his face. But the guy competes, and that's the thing that we like about him, is that he's a team guy that competes. And the players, you know, it's hard to come in mid-season and have the acceptance from your teammates, but he's earned that. And they see it because he goes out and competes, and he plays hard, and he'll get on the ground, he'll get the tough rebounds, and like I said, he's been really good for our group.
Hey, listen, Dale, you're not going to make it about you. I know you well enough to know that, but I'll make it about you for 1 minute. You've been with this team through some really challenging times. The work is not done yet this year. I understand that. But what's it mean to you personally to be in the spot where you are right now and to see all that hard work pay off?
You know, I think it starts with our ownership group. And, you know, obviously Mr. B just passed away, and, you know, we're really sad. Mrs. B has taken over, and she's been phenomenal. And, you know, we have, you know, with Mickey Loomis and Dennis Lausch as our team president and executive president, they've been great. They've been patient. They've understand what we've gone through. And you don't see that in professional sports all the time. And I've been fortunate. I've been lucky. They gave us an opportunity, and, you know, to be where we are right now. We're happy, but yet we know we still have work to do.
Huge challenge and a huge opportunity in going up against Golden State. As you look at the next round, what kind of thoughts do you have going into the series?
Well, they're defending champs, and, you know, we know playing in their building is going to be tough. And, you know, the thing I'll say is that, you know, we'll be prepared. We're going to get ready for them. But like I said, they're defending champs, and we're going to go in there. And, you know, we have a confident group. You know, we're not overconfident. I think we have the right amount of fear, but at the same time, we have the confidence as well.
Listen, they might be without Steph Curry for some time. And while I know that you would never say they're vulnerable, is there any part of you that looks at the way your team played in the first round and thinks, hey, if we play like that, we can beat anybody in this league?
You know, We feel that way. We do. But we also understand that, you know, this is a big mountain that we're about to climb. But we're embracing that challenge as a group. That's what we're doing. We're embracing it. You know, sometimes, you know, you're happy to be here. I think we're happy for the challenge. And we're happy to see where we stand. And, you know, we know that we're not a finished product, and we're going to continue to grow. But we're just looking forward to this opportunity because we see it as an opportunity.
Get a few days to get ready for it, too. Game one is Saturday night, New Orleans at Golden State. He has spent 5 seasons with San Antonio, named GM in New Orleans back in July of 2010, and a living Big West Conference legend. Dale, it's so good to have you back. Thank you very much. Great talking to you, and good luck.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jim. Continue the great work, man. Sustain success. That's what one day when I grow up, I want to be like you. Just be around forever, man.
You can stop that whenever you want. Thanks, Dale. Good looking out. Really good to have you on. Thanks so much. I always say it. We were in the Big West at the same time. My man could straight ball. He used to kill us at UC Santa Barbara. He was awesome. Dale Demps. And he's had a great run. He was named GM in July of 2010 with New Orleans. And now all of it's paying off. Look at the way they're playing.